Hey everyone, welcome to What's Brewing, and I cannot believe it's the fourth episode of the podcast, and I really want to thank everyone who has been with me in this journey. It really means a lot to me. So for this episode, I have Rishika with me. She's a photographer, videographer, filmmaker, and everything creative you can think of. A year back, she went to Hyderabad to continue her job, but she couldn't fit into the corporate world at all. And then she came back home and got herself involved in everything creative that she loves. So this episode is going to be all about the breathing space that you should give yourself when you feel lost or you feel that you don't fit into it. Indulge into doing things that you love doing. Don't force yourself into it. If you don't want to do something, take a break, reconnect with yourself, and then probably you're gonna fall in love with what you're gonna do. Thanks for tuning into this episode. I hope you all enjoy it. Hi, Rishika. Welcome to What's Brewing. And I'm so excited to have you here with me. And thank you so much for taking the time out to be here to share your story.
Disha, I'm really, really excited. And thank you so much for making me a part of it.
Yeah, your story is so unconventional, like, which matches with the entire theme of this podcast. And I thought people should know about it. So let's just start off by talking about you and what are you doing now?
Okay, so right now, like a lot of other people, I'm just at home, but I'm also making dance videos, creating dance videos for my social media. And currently, from last few months, I've been teaching dance to some of the kids who belongs to the Teach for India platform who stays in Bombay. Mm-hmm. There are some very small kids who wants to dance, so there's no like proper course or anything. I just enjoy dancing with them and they do too. Apart from that, I'm also working on finishing my short film, which I shot like 2 years ago and I was not getting time to finish it off. Like I set up a small studio at home with which I have started brushing up my skills with photography, lighting and videography. So yeah, that's all I'm doing right now, being at home in the middle of this world pandemic.
Yeah, you're into all the creative aspects right now. And that's lovely. Like, that's so nice to see you brushing up your skills. So tell me, how did you reach here? Like, how did you decide to make your dance page and brush up your creative skills?
So actually, I got placed soon after my college, from college itself. And the thing is, I have never been an academically brilliant girl in school or college or anywhere. So whatever I do apart from academics, I make sure to make it to the best of my capacity, to make it like the best. So I plan out things a lot. So that's why when I was in sixth, I planned to study humanities in 12th. I planned to study mass comm after my 12th in class 9th. And I was in my first year of college when I saw a lot of my seniors getting into a job after college. And I thought that that's what I also should do. So I was too much into hunting for a job in my last year of college. And I got one after my graduation and I was very happy. Obviously my parents weren't that happy. They wanted me to take a break and like be at home, search for something else, and like, you know, because it was too soon, everything was happening too soon. But still, I went to Hyderabad for my job. It was an event management company and I was appointed as the brand experience specialist, where I was supposed to ideate events and also a little bit of client servicing and etc. But after the fourth month, I was in Bombay for an event when I broke down in front of my my mom over a call that I cannot do this because it was too exhausting. And the thing is, I don't mind working for late nights and early mornings. I don't mind, but I was not getting any kind of result from what I was doing. And I was not, my idea of a job was that I would do the job, I learn something, experience something for a year or two. I'll work on my master's because entrances and everything were there. I would earn a little bit of money and I'll save it up. Too many dreams, you know, like this. I didn't have any idea how this first job would go. And I was also hoping to dance, make videos, make like brush up my skills, and staying in a new city would be very interesting. But everything was just too much for me to handle, and I told my mom that I cannot do that. But obviously, leaving a job and coming back home without having any plans for me, someone who planned everything, was not very easy. So when I came back from Bombay to Hyderabad after the event, I went for for a workshop where it was by the team Nach, which is right now a very famous dance crew on social media. So I went. I had a very exhausting that day because I was into a event, and in the evening I had the workshop. But still, I went. And when I reached the venue, I was so intimidated by seeing so many participants. It was like a wedding hall where they have done that, and there were more than 100 people in that hall. And I placed myself at the back, and I started, like, when the music started, I'm not even exaggerating, I broke down because I was dancing after like 7 8 months, and that music came and everyone started dancing, and I was like, what the hell I'm doing with my life? When I can, like, it was the break, the when I broke down, it wasn't like a emotional one, but like a realization breakdown, you know, that what I'm thinking, because from a moment I was also like I was already hoping to leave the job, but I was also skeptical that should I do, should I not, should I go back home. But I think that workshop changed everything, because after coming back from that workshop, on the way back to my back home, I called up my father and I told him that I went for a workshop, and he was like, oh, finally you have done something good for yourself in last 4 months. And that was his reaction. And I was like, everyone can see around me that I'm not enjoying the job and I should take up dance and other things seriously in my life. So yeah, that was the decision. I came back home with my parents after my convocation in November from Manipal itself. And a lot of people ask me, what is your plan? Why are you going back? What will you do? You won't earn money. And like a lot of my other friends were doing jobs. But somehow I convinced myself to be at home and just spend that time with my parents and do things that I was missing out on, maybe from the last year of college to the part where I was doing a job. So yeah, I came back home for 2 weeks. I just didn't do anything. I told my parents that don't push me to anything. I just want to take a rest, because after my college ended, I didn't take that rest till November. So I took a break. I just chilled out a lot during those 2 weeks. And then I suddenly took out my camera and I started doing the first dance cover that I have posted on social media after my, like after I gave up my job and everything, was something that I already choreographed in college for one dance drama that I choreographed. And that was, see, that was already, a lot of people have seen that, but I was so overwhelmed by the response from everyone, and I got a lot of response from my friends and my family saying that you should start doing this. And my idea was to do that only, to make more covers on the songs that I have already listed out long, long back. So I took out all my sofas and everything from my drawing room, and I started dancing on that, and I made that as a part of my like a studio, and I started creating more dance. And the best part was the response from everyone, because that is something on social media is a post, is a push to you that you should create more every week or whenever you feel like. So after, I think, beginning of this year, January and February beginning, I thought that I was doing everything on my already existed Instagram page and also my Facebook profile. But I thought that I should make another page for my dance solely is because I was also doing a lot of photography and a lot of videos about like documentaries and stuff, which was mixed up with my dance, which I didn't want. I wanted people to, have that. I myself wanted that segregation on my content. So I did a poll on Instagram, and obviously a lot of people said yes to creating a new page. And I think that is like a start, that is like a start which you are doing from the beginning. Like you have zero followers to like how much ever you want. So yeah, from that time I've started like learning new dance forms, started doing new dance covers, doing new, going ahead with new ideas. I'm trying to create more and more creative way of dance. And I didn't know when I came back that the world is going to shut down so badly because of a pandemic. And a lot of time I complain about this time, but at the same time I feel like this is what I wanted. This break what I was looking for. And it just helped me to, brush up my every skill that I was not paying much attention to. So like a few weeks back, I set up this studio to like do different kinds of videos and stuff. So yeah, that's how everything started from November.
Yeah, that's so lovely to see you taking the time out for yourself, even when the
Yes.
world is pushing you to, have a job and do this and do that. And,
Correct, yeah.
just going ahead and listening to your own heart of doing something or just taking a break, whatever it is.
Yes.
You do it for yourself, it blossoms better.
So this was during my job in Hyderabad, and I was staying with a lot of my Manipal friends there. So one fine night, we just decided to leave Hyderabad and go to Manipal for the weekend. And when I reached there, it was like a lot of flashback of doing things. And I met one of the professors in my college. So it was like a grilling session of my friend and the professor, because they desperately wanted me to take up dance, and I was not listening. I was like, what is these guys are saying? Why? Like, there's no money in dancing. How can I survive in like dancing? And my sir was like, you should start. I don't know why you're doing this job. I always thought that you're gonna take up your dance seriously, do something about it. I always saw you dance on that green sari, the bihu and everything in college, and you look so good. I always hope that you like do something. And all these things I just neglected. And after that, I went to Manipal Lake with my friend, and it was like a again grilling session. And I was like, listen, like I couldn't say all those in front of my professor because he was saying all this with a lot of interest in my life. But I told my friend that, shut up, don't say all this. It's not as easy as you guys made it sound like. But like the day I left my job and left Hyderabad, I realized that all these guys were so true with what they were saying. I wasn't enjoying my job. I always wanted to do dance. I always wanted to do something creative. And like everyone around me realized it, and I wasn't realizing it.
Yeah, so in the past few months, like from November to now,
Yes.
your journey of pursuing dance must have been like really enriching. So how has this changed you as a person? If you could tell like two things that you realized out of it, what would it be?
Two things. Firstly, it's very important like to not complain about your life and fulfilling your life with things that you like. Because the day I called my mom about leaving the job was the reason, like I told her one sentence is that I don't want to come back home every night and complain about something that I was doing. So that is something, you're complaining about something which means that you're not enjoying and which will make your entire energy and your vibe very negative. So right now, when I do dance, I really like the process of choreographing, videographing, and then editing and uploading the thing. So here, everything is something that I like, I enjoy doing. So I really feel that the first lesson is that not complaining about what you want, like what you're doing, and fulfilling your life, because this is your life, this is my life, and no one else has any say on it. I know what I want the most and what I love the most. So the second thing is that you always need to give like that breathing space to yourself and taking a break, because here in India, I have seen that it's not okay, it's not cool to take a break in your academic career or like leaving a job and not doing anything for last how many months? 6 months. So I think it's very important, at least was for me, to realize things better. I worked with an ESMIS director on December, on January, with a feature film in Assam. I'm teaching kids now, and I'm doing everything that I enjoy doing. So I realize I'm giving that space and time to myself to realize things. Maybe something that I always thought I love to do, maybe that won't work out, and I have to realize it. So that entire space for yourself is very important. We always go after that entire society norm of doing things according to your age. Like 25, you have to get like a confirmed job, and you're not allowed to do anything else. By 30, you have to get married, and then after that, your life will be like a track. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that it's important to not always follow what the other people are doing. I have seen all the seniors doing a job, which is why I always wanted to do a job. I just didn't see what's going on or what would happen to me when I take up a job. So that entire breathing space is very important. These two things that I have realized a lot.
That's so correct, like you said about breathing space. Like when I decided, like after my job offer got withdrawn, and I was like, I thought my entire world is just breaking down and everything is over, because I also was supposed to get a job after graduation, because that's what everyone told me around me. But like your parents, my parents were also against it. They were like, it's okay, you can learn more, you can chill more at home, and it's okay for you to take that break. And I feel privileged that I have such parents with such thoughts, because of which when I took the break from May, June and all, I could decide and figure out later that I want to do this podcast. Like, probably this is something new. This is not something that I loved earlier, but I have fallen in love now. Like, if you feel to follow the societal norm of doing this in certain age, then go ahead. But if you do not feel like it, if you want to do what you want, then it's absolutely correct to, not get a job after graduating or not getting married at 30. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what like I know people who wants to do according to their age,
Yeah.
but and I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just
Yeah.
saying that it might not be same with you how it
Exactly.
wasn't same for me.
Yeah.
Like at my age, my brothers were doing they started doing their PhD, and they're so proud of me that I've taken this entire break and I'm taking this time off to myself and giving time to my parents. And
Yeah.
they're like, how you are, you have already have an experience of 5 months job, and you are taking a break, and you're doing everything that you like to do.
Yeah.
So that is very important. Like, don't make yourself a part of the societal norm, because later they won't come after you when you are stuck with something. You have to take care of yourself.
So I would want to know one thing, like when you decided of getting into, like okay, taking the break and then fulfilling your dreams and skills, understandable, but the scary part is to put it on internet, because there is a vast world of internet full with dance videos, choreographies, this, that, and everything. So did you not feel intimidated?
Honestly, Disha, I have never felt intimidated. I think the reason is that I have never made myself a part of that again, the race. There is a race on internet as well, how I have faced on the corporate world. But the thing is, I've never ran after my followers, the numbers of followers, the views, the likes, or my comments or shares anything. Like I can see the insights, but very rarely I go to the insight and make a part of, make my mind to that entire thing. Because the thing is, you have to be very constant on social media. Because I worked with social media for a lot of other organizations, so I know that it, you have to be constant with your social media to make it to the best of, like, you know, best followers, the most number of followers, the views and everything. But the thing is, I'm into this creative process where everything comes very organically. So I cannot push myself to create something every week if I don't feel like. Because you can see my page, if I'm doing something today, sometimes I do the other choreography in like 2 days. Sometimes I take like a month. So I don't want to push myself and I don't want to destroy this organic process of entire creativity that I come under. So I don't get intimidated, but I always learn. Because there are so many, as you have said, there are so many dancers, so many choreographers, there are so many pages on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. So I feel like I have learned a lot of other dance forms from internet because I am a classical dancer. I have learned Kathak and Bharatanatyam for all my life. Like I have started learning dance when I was 5 and it's been 17, 18 years since I've been learning Kathak. What went ahead of my dance form was folk, but now I try to do a lot of other dance forms, and it is because of the internet that we have today. So rather than getting intimidated by the social media presence, I have learned a lot, and I want to tell everyone is that you should, like, it's up to you, but like it's my take on it that you should never run after followers if you are into something creative process, because this organ, because that's a pressure to some creative person about like creating something which is not correct. At least for me, I cannot do something on pressure. It will be the worst thing that I'll create ever. If I'm doing something organically, that will be the best one and people will like it. So yeah, that is my presence on social media.
Yeah, like you said, one, if you don't do it under pressure, the work you do is better. Like, it's much better than what you do under pressure.
Yes.
And once your work is better, every follower, numbers are going to follow you. So that's
correct.
Not an issue. That actually brings me to my like really fun question, which is, tell me your favorite dance cover that you have done and how did you like doing it? Like, what was going on in your mind when you were doing it?
Okay, honestly, Disha, there are a lot, because all these dance covers are babies to me because I create them from the scratch. But one of the dance covers that people liked was the last one, Sahiba. And I never thought that people would like that because that was like a normal dance cover. But I got a lot of messages, and my mom's feedback means a lot to me. She's just very blunt about the choreographies. And she liked about it. But one of my personal favorites is one of the songs by one of the Assamese musician. His name is Moyu Khazorika. And I did a song of him called Soku Ezodi Kothakoy. Mm-hmm. And it was suggested me by my brother. Yeah. And we both like connect a lot in terms of music. And I knew that song existed, but I never thought. And I took a lot of time to choreograph it because how much ever I liked that song as a song, but I never could make a choreograph out of it because it was very tough. So I decided to make it like an Instagram normal choreography. And I did like a sitting choreography for that. And my mom saw it when I was recording it. And she was like, why are you not wearing good clothes about it? Why are you not doing like paying much attention to it? It's so beautiful. And I was like, no, ma, it's not much, like it's not good. I'm just gonna post it on Instagram because Mida wants me to do this. And she was like, are you mad or what? This is such a good choreography. Post it on YouTube. You don't want to put like Esme's songs or what? And I got really hurt. And I was like, no, I'm gonna do. And I changed quickly and I did that. And a lot of people liked it, like my mom's friends, my father's friends, my brother liked it so much on media. People who did they don't understand SMEs, but they also like the choreography because like it was very lyrical about like the entire. So I'm very happy. Another song is that Ore Piya. Ore Piya is such
That's
a song you learn.
Right.
Thank you so much, because that was suggested me by one of my juniors, Anvesha, and that is a song you hear like a lot of time. Dancer also, it's such a dancing song, you know, classical dancing song, and I just couldn't do it. There's so many. I booked a studio here in IIT where I stay. I booked that for 3-4 days, and I went there and I just couldn't record it. I was not able to do it. And the last day, that was the last day I had the studio to myself, and I was like, chalo, kuch hoga, I'll just post it. Like, this is the last time I'm doing it, and I'll just do it. And when I posted it, so many people on YouTube also, usually I don't get a lot of views on my YouTube, but YouTube also, it's doing so good. So I feel like that time, entire time that I've given, it's very good. But these two are my personal favorite because I worked really, really hard.
Yeah. That's lovely to hear, Rishika. And it was great talking to you and knowing your journey of breaking the conventions and taking a break and doing what you love. So I feel people, after listening to this podcast, should give themselves the opportunity of listening to their heart. You know, like when, like, give yourselves the time that you want right now. So,
yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here, Rishika. And I hope people learn a lot out of it. And
I hope.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.